Hey, welcome. Today we are going to dive into something pretty incredible. The very framework that holds you up. The structure that allows you to move. We're talking about your skeleton. This is the blueprint of you. So let's get right into it.
You know, it's easy to think of a skeleton as just, well, bones. Something static. But it's not. It's a dynamic, living blueprint that literally shapes every single thing you do. And understanding that blueprint, that's the key to better posture, stronger movement, the whole shebang.
So, where do we start with a blueprint this complex? Well, you start with the foundation, right? The central pillar that everything else is built around. And for us, that's the spine.
Okay, quick pop quiz. Your spine isn't a straight rod, and thank goodness for that. It's got these beautiful curves that act like a spring, absorbing shock. Can you name the three main parts? You know, the neck, the mid-back, and the lower back? Let's see how you do.
All right, first up, right at the top, we've got the cervical spine. That's just the fancy term for the seven little vertebrae that make up your neck. That gentle forward curve they create is absolutely crucial for balancing the weight of your head all day long.
Then, moving on down, we get to the thoracic spine. This is the biggest section, 12 vertebrae that curve the other way, towards the back. And here's the really cool part. This is where your ribs connect, forming this amazing protective cage for your heart and lungs.
And at the bottom, we have the lumbar spine. These are the five big, beefy vertebrae of your lower back, and they curve forward again. They are the heavy lifters of the spine, designed to bear most of your body's weight. So you've got this incredible S curve, cervical, thoracic, lumbar, that gives your spine both its amazing strength and its flexibility.
Okay, so we've got our central pillar. Now let's build out from there and look at the structures that form our core, the cage and the foundation.
This cult really nails it. The area where your lower spine, your pelvis, and your hips all meet is not just a collection of parts. It's this incredibly dynamic system. Think of it like Grand Central Station for movement. All the forces from your legs travel up through here, and forces from your upper body travel down. It's a huge deal.
So let's zoom in on the pelvis. Time to play anatomy detective one more time. You're about to see two images. One's the front, what we call the anterior view, and the other is the back, the posterior view. Any idea which is which? Take a look. So, how'd you do? Let's break it down. On the left, the anterior view, the big giveaway is that little joint right in the middle, the pubic symphysis. You can also easily see your hip points. Now, look to the right, the posterior view. From this angle, that big triangular bone at the base of the spine, the sacrum, is way more obvious, and you can see the little tailbone, or coccyx, hanging down at the bottom.
Okay, you're getting the hang of this. So for our last challenge in this section, let's put it all together. Can you point out some of the key bony landmarks on this map of the whole lumbopelvic hip area?
And here they are. You've got the iliac crest, that's the part you feel when you put your hands on your hips. You've got the ASIS, those bony points at the very front. And all the way down at the bottom, you have your ischial tuberosities, better known as your sits bones. These aren't just abstract terms. These are the places you live in every single day.
And let's just pause on those sits bones for a sec, because this is where the anatomy becomes super practical. The next time you sit down, seriously, try this. Rock a little side to side until you feel those two bony points making contact with the chair. Centering your weight right over them, that's the secret to a stable, strong, and healthy seated posture. See? It's anatomy in action.
All right, so we've built a solid central pillar and a strong foundation. Now it's time to add the parts that let us reach out, grab things, and move around in the world, our limbs.
Your arms and legs are basically amazing levers. They transfer force from that strong core of yours out into the world and then send force right back in. To see how it works, let's just take a quick peek at the shoulder.
So what are we looking at here? This is the front or anterior view of the right shoulder. That bone labeled A is your clavicle, what we all call the collarbone. B is pointing to the acromion. That's the bony tip you can feel right on the top of your shoulder. And G shows the head of the humerus, which is the very top of your arm bone, fitting perfectly right in there to connect your arm to your torso.
Okay, for this final section, we're going to do something really empowering. We're going to learn the actual language of our own bodies, the words that describe where everything is and how it moves inside this amazing blueprint.
And I promise, it's way simpler than it sounds. Superior just means above, inferior means below. Medial means closer to the middle of your body, while lateral means further out to the side. We already nailed anterior for front and posterior for back. And the last pair, proximal means closer to the main trunk of your body, while distal means further away from it, like your fingers are distal to your elbow. That's it.
And listen, this isn't just about memorizing vocabulary for a test. This is the real, precise language that doctors, physical therapists, and trainers all use. When you understand these words, you can understand your own body better. You can communicate about it more clearly. You can now speak its language.
And that brings our tour to a close, but really, it's just the beginning for you. Because now that you have this new understanding, this clear picture of your own internal blueprint, how is that going to change things? How will you sit or stand or move differently tomorrow knowing what you now know? Something to think about.